One. Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, and this show is Faith in Action, and I must tell you, I'm very pleased that you are joining us right now, or if you've been with us from the top of the hour, well, thank you so much for staying with us, because this is just a remarkable show. And again, I want to remind you, we just celebrated Veterans Day and gave us all the opportunity to express our thanks and gratefulness to the servicemen and women who have kept us safe. I don't know how we can ever repay all that they have done in service to us and our country. And so that's why it was so providential to have these two men join me today for this show. In the studio with me is Don Stevens. He's a longtime friend. On the phone with me is Frank Moss, who is now a new friend. And Don had alluded at the end of the last segment about the welcome home he got. And Frank, I wondered if you also experienced that kind of welcome home. And more than that, even, what your thoughts were, because Don again mentioned, you know, just shutting it all off and setting it to one side.
Yeah, and that's kind of exactly what we did. I almost had a job lined up down in Savannah, Georgia, my last duty station, and then they were giving 6 month drops on our 3 year tours. So anyway, that kind of fell through. So a friend of mine said, "No," he said, "they're hiring here in Sioux City." So that's where I was from. So we came back here, and fortunate enough to get a job and started working there. And 5 days after I returned here to Sioux City, and worked at Terra for 41 years after that, so was very fortunate and very blessed to have gotten the job and gotten a job I could stick with, and just very fortunate to not have had to go through a lot of the things that other veterans did as far as finding work and finding a place to live and being accepted. So I was very blessed.
And we were tickled that you were coming back here to Sioux City, because it makes this story so much more interesting.
Yeah.
And so you're back in Sioux City, raising the family, getting ready. You retire from your position. Don, too, is here in Sioux City, raising his family. He retires from the active world of employment. And Frank, tell the listeners how it was you found yourself in cardiac rehab.
Well, I had, partial exposure to Agent Orange, which I'm sure a lot of us are going to have some issues with over the next few years. But anyway, I had heart issues and had stents put in 2009. And then just doing therapy and stuff through, I did it at Mercy at first, and then moved out here to Morningside, since it's closer to where I live, and just doing the cardiac rehab 3 days a week with out there with other people, and just a good thing to do, keep healthy and keep active and stay healthy.
Absolutely. And so, Don, why don't you share with the listeners what brought you to cardiac rehab?
I have isometric heart disease. It's a direct result of Agent Orange. I had a stent in the 90s put in, and I had just been to the cardiologist in probably late January, went through the 8 minutes on a treadmill. Doctor said, "Man, you're great shape, better than I've seen you in a long time. Cholesterol's great. Keep up the good work." 30 days later, I had a...
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Listeners, we had a little hiccup. Technical difficulties. This rarely happens on Faith in Action, but when it does, we are ready to go to Plan B. And so Don was telling you listeners about the Go Into the Light, Carol Ann, movement of seeing the light.
That's right. I saw the light, and it was a gray, and I thought, oh, I made it. And I kind of closed my eyes, and I opened them again. It was still gray light. It was getting a little lighter, and I looked around, and I thought, well, where is everybody? I thought there would be somebody here to greet me.
Like St. Peter.
Or, yeah, somebody.
Jesus,
Mom,
somebody.
Mom, Dad, somebody to meet me.
Yeah.
And I thought, uh-oh.
There's nobody.
Then I went and I closed again. I woke up And then I saw the lights in the operating room, and I thought, oh, crap, I'm back. So I had an opportunity to make my direct trip, but then now I have to be good again because I have to get back on the straight and narrow. So
now it's, you're recovering.
So I'm recovering. And then after a month or so, I go to cardiac rehab, and I'm doing all the things we're supposed to, on the exercise bike, on the treadmill. And
just to put kind of this in perspective, right. This would have been, because this is obviously, we are talking, it's a few days after November 11th, but we are talking about August or July that you were doing this when you reconnected with
it
Frank?
It probably was around that time. Okay. I think it was pretty close to that time. And by the way, I could have gone to Mercy for my therapy. But I chose Unity Point because it was close to my home. My cardiologist was from there, but I could have gone to either place. And lo and behold, as I'm on the exercise guy next to me, we start talking about the war and different things and what we did. And Frank, why don't you jump in there? I know what you thought.
Yeah, Frank, you're there. Are you on the bike too?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just kind of strange. We were talking about different people we had known and, everything. And I worked at Terra. I said, I remember Don Stevens. I remember that name. And it just, Don Stevens, I do remember that name. And it was kind of like a light flashed, and just, sure, of course I remember him. I visited him a few years ago. So just strange how the Lord talks to you and when.
Yeah. It must have been jaw-dropping for you, Frank, at that moment. I mean, what are the chances?
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, you just don't expect, like that to happen. And we hadn't really associated with each other in between times, but we knew people who had. In fact, my wife and his wife played. What'd they play?
Bridge. Wasn't it bridge? Yeah. Don, wasn't bridge. Mary and Darlene played bridge?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Never came up in
never
conversation.
Came up at bridge. Never, conversation never came up, that never came up about we were in Vietnam together or husbands or anything like that.
I know it. So, just how.
You sit and or you're on the bike and you're talking to Don and suddenly the door is flung open and you recall and you kind of hinted at what your astonishment was. But Don, what happened the moment that you connected the dots?
When Frank said, "Are you Don Stevens, the ex-postmaster? I'm upset with you." And I thought, man, I've been gone 20 years. What did I do to make him upset 20 years later? And I looked at him, and it was almost like the shades went up in the house. The doors were open. Frank Moss. 50 years later,
exactly.
The doors open, and I recognize it's Frank. No hellos over the years. No hi. No thank you. Remember me. We live a mile apart. Never run into each other. Our wives play bridge together. It never came up, and now.
Yep.
All right, just another little slight hiccup in the recording, but hey, stuff happens. And so, Don, you were telling the listeners about you're there next to Frank on the bikes, and
We're going together on the bikes. And as I just said about being upset with each other, and then I looked, and it was like the doors of life opened up. 50 years. Of nothing, no communication, and Frank and I are together. I mean, when you say two brothers joining again, unbelievable. I never had a brother.
Right.
And to be able to meet Frank at the hospital when he did such a kind deed for me, and then now when we're both at the same point recovering. You're depressed when you have a heart attack. Why'd I have a heart attack? I was doing everything the right thing. What happened? I felt like, why God did just allow me to happen? Tell you why it allowed me to happen. It allowed me to bring Frank back into my life. And our story has gone nationwide. It's took by AP. The military records have it. They put it on there. And the coincidence of people saying thank you, since Frank and I had this story come out, saying thank you for talking about this. You know, I've experienced what you've experienced. You're fortunate to have a guy like Frank to talk to. And just that story has allowed me to get a little bit off my back talking about what happened. These people have told me.
Exactly.
Friends have come to me and said, I've known Frank for years. I didn't know you guys were anything about the story. My wife playing bridge with Darlene. Our best friends knowing Frank. Frank has said to me, well, you know so-and-so. And it the things that have taken place since this is God's plan in our lives.
Exactly.
Our God's plan to show that out of bad things, good things come.
Absolutely.
And this has been one of the greatest things that has happened to me.
So after you two kind of figured out and you were very joyful there on the exercise bikes, Frank, who did you immediately share this story with? What family member or friend? Or because this is not something you keep to yourself. I mean, who did you tell first?
Well, I told my brother Paul, let him know about it, some real good friends of mine, the guys I was in the service with. My wife passed away since then, but prayed a lot and just, you know, just thank God that I had this opportunity, that it didn't go to waste, and that we were able to, you know, communicate again and get back together again and find out, and now I have someone else to go to coffee with.
Oh, there you go. Listeners, we are going to go to coffee right now because we can. And so we want you to stay tuned to Faith in Action because we're going to wrap up the story in the last segment because we are not done yet with Don Stevens and Frank Moss. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.